Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, he.
Getty. Man, this is a lot of fun. We're here in Milwaukee all week long at the Republican National Convention. And tonight, J.D. Vance speaks. We'll see his first big speech since being named the vice presidential running mate and all that sort of stuff. So, lots to talk about today.
Two-term Governor of Wisconsin Scott Walker was gracious enough to hang around through the top of the hour break and let the discussion continue. Scott, first of all, thanks for hanging out. We, being based in California, have seen the worst of the effects of teachers' unions.
Yes.
Love
my
teachers.
God.
Treasure teachers. Can't.
Union bosses, and we actually, in this state, with the end of collective bargaining the way that it was before, so union contracts, we can staff based on merit, we can pay based on performance. What the left doesn't get, that means we can put the best and the brightest in the classroom, and we can keep them there. And for the ones that aren't good, they're gone.
Right.
And every good teacher knew before the one or two teachers in the
right.
school that was a mess that had, I said, had retired but hadn't left the building.
How did you convince the voters that the teachers' unions don't always, maybe hardly ever, have the kids' best interest in mind?
Well, you know what ultimately we did? We acted right away. So we acted within the first month and a half. That's where the riots came, the protests, the occupation of our state capitol.
Oh, man. You were the center of the political universe there.
Right. And then they came back and tried to recall us. But the benefit was the recall under Wisconsin law, not unlike the law in California, where Newsom just went through that, but requires at least a year to go by. And that was the key for me. I didn't expect the recall. I expect this to come up in the reelection. But the recall was by the time the kids went back to school, and by the time property tax bills came out, was before I was up in the recall. People could see that for all the hype, for all the hysteria, our schools were the same or better. And these days, years later, our schools are tremendously better. Not only are taxpayers better off, property taxes went down, school districts were able to balance their budget, but they were able to reward the good teachers. It's had a phenomenal impact.
Can you believe some of the perverse things that are being taught in the blue state schools? I mean, kids are literally being indoctrinated into neo-Marxist, radical gender theory, trying to convince, I raised two girls in a son, but trying to convince a young lady who's terrified of puberty and womanhood, particularly with some of the sick porn that's everywhere, trying to convince her, you know, the reason you're so concerned about becoming a woman is because you're really a guy. And then Gavin Newsom just signed a law saying the schools cannot inform the parents, hey, your daughter's having a mental health crisis.
It is absolutely insane. I work now with Young America's Foundation, YF.org, high school, college, middle school kids now. One of our speakers, increasingly popular speaker on college campus but also in high school, is Chloe Cole. Chloe Cole, when she was 16, transitioned.
Oh, right.
She talks about the pressure she got from professionals in school, in medicine. She detransitioned back. And she just talks about how they totally took advantage of her mental state of mind and the challenges out there. And she's like, this puberty, you know, this is the challenges that people go through at that age. I always remind people to be, you know, talk about this with compassion. We're made in God's image. God made you the way you are for a reason. You may not feel it's right now, but we got you. We're supporting you. Good news is we just did a poll on a whole bunch of political issues, but on this issue, 2/3 of college students, for example, say it's not right for someone born a boy to compete against someone born a girl in sports. Students get this. It's just the left doesn't, and they're afraid to speak up because they don't want to be called transphobic, even though there's a true reality out there.
So you ran for president. You know what it's like. What's the daily slog like out there on the campaign trail and the 24-hour news cycle and trying to figure out how, if you won the day or not and all that?
Well, it's insane. That's why I actually feel sad many days, particularly the day of the debate for Joe Biden, because it is clear when the recourse, the pushback from his staff the day after was, well, he's pretty good from 10 to 4.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine?
It's 24-7. It was tough enough being a governor at my age with the challenge of that. They're multiplied 100-fold out there. It's why, I mean, Donald Trump is a force of nature. The fact that the guy, like, never sleeps. He's constantly
eats
on
fast food.
Oh, yeah, but you're just on. And so it's a real, real challenge. You got to have good staff. You got to be on your game. The fact that finally America saw firsthand what so many of us have pointed out for quite some time, if not years, and now these Democrats are acting, Kamala Harris, so you guys know, she should never be the nominee, not just because we disagree with her politically. No. She was part of the biggest cover-up in American politics since Watergate. She worked with him every day. She and Jill Biden should be totally held accountable for the fact that this guy should not only not be the nominee, he should be the president serving right now. But God help us if Kamala Harris was. That's all the more reason why we need J.D. Vance as vice president, Donald Trump back as president.
Do you think Biden's going to be the nominee on Election Day?
I do. I think he would gnaw his arm off before he gave up the presidency.
Wow. And Jill would stop him from doing it. I get the idea.
And in the end, I mean, the financial advantage is the biggest thing they have going for him. Hmm. Only Biden and Harris have that. It's a big deal in Wisconsin right now. Thank God the momentum in the polling validates that is clearly on our side.
Isn't somebody going to – I can't believe more people haven't gotten his ear. You're going to lose. You're going to lose.
Big.
Do you want to go down in history as the guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You are going to lose like McGovern.
Yeah.
You might make people forget about McGovern.
Well, that may be the one thing that they could push back on is it not just losing, but a mandate. I mean, you could drag down any chance they have in the House, drag down the Senate from their standpoint. But again, the challenge is, particularly after what happened on Saturday, I think there's anybody who possibly would be in that field is like, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
And think about this. In a party so filled with identity politics, this is where it's backfired on them.
Right.
The only person who can leapfrog over Kamala Harris would be someone like Michelle Obama, and she's too smart to want to run right now.
Right. So, listen, I have no reason to kiss your butt. I think you would have made a terrific president. Obviously, you thought that because you ran. How painful was it when it didn't go your way?
Oh, everything I do in my life, grace of God, right? So, I mean, God, even the chance I had to be governor was phenomenal. The impact, I mean, it's so fun to hear from people here who said, I went back in my state and I did something because I saw what you did. So that alone would be worth it tenfold. When I was defending Donald Trump at this convention 8 years ago in Cleveland, some report, I think it was CNN where I got to go next. CNN was like giving me crap about something with Trump that maybe I wouldn't personally like. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, he wasn't my first pick.
Yeah.
I was my first pick.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't always get your first pick in life, do you?
I said, but when I look at her and I look at him, meaning her being Hillary, it's no choice. Same with Joe Biden.
Although
he got a hell of a lot better than I expected on policy.
Right.
In the Midwest, we're doers, not talkers, right? We like people who do more than talk. Donald Trump did the things that we as conservatives wanted him to do overwhelmingly on the issues. Occasionally, did he talk or tweet the way? No. But I'll take that. And I think there's a lot of independent suburban voters across America who backed away 4 years ago who are now saying, you know, I don't mind a couple mean tweets. I just want to live in a country I can afford and feel safe to live here.
Well, you've probably had the same reaction like everybody has. We have. He looks affected by this. I mean, he looks different. I've never seen him seem that emotional and humble and taking it in. What do you think about that?
Serene. How would you describe it?
Yeah, serene. It's a good way to put it. I mean, there's a passion out there at the delegates, but it's also just this. It's more than just, hey, our nominee's here. It's more than the former president's here. It's like, a near-death experience. You know, when you see some of these people, you know, coming out of long stays in a hospital and how not just their family, but the staff's all cheering for him on the way out. That's what it felt like the other night when he came in. And I think for a lot of us, obviously I'm biased as a conservative Republican supporter of the president, but I think for a lot of people on Saturday night, seeing that image of the president standing up with his fist out saying, fight, more than the politics, you know, I was just like, thank God. It was a relief. Right. Again, I remember as a kid when Reagan was shot, I still remember him looking out the hospital. Now, he was obviously more serious. He'd been shot in surgery, but when he was in the robe, they prodded him up. He admits it afterwards. They helped him get up there, but he wanted to let America know he was safe,
right,
that he survived. As an American, you know, no matter who you are, regardless of your politics, you want to make sure your commander-in-chief or is safe.
I got to go back to anger. How in the hell have they not nailed down where the failure was yet?
Oh, I mean, it's inexcusable. And it's not partisan. I went after the folks involved years ago when someone, remember, jumped the fence when Obama's president. I said, they should all be fired. You can't, it's not 99%. You have to be right 100% of the time.
Right.
Whether it's the current or former president. I don't care if it's Bill Clinton, George W. Bush.
Of course.
It cannot, and everybody can see all the mistakes that were made out there. People have got to be held accountable.
Her coming out yesterday and saying, well, it was a sloped roof, so it'd be kind of dangerous. Mayorkas saying I have 100% confidence. I mean, what the hell?
No. Zero. You got to admit, no matter who you are, huge mistakes. They're going to be corrected. We're going to be held people accountable. This can never happen again.
Scott Walker, two-term governor of Wisconsin. We're big fans, as we've stated. It's great to talk to you. Thanks
good
so much.
Guys.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Yeah,
have a good time. Eat the cheese curds.
Oh. Plan to. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Good stuff. We got more on the way. Here's our text line, 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
There's a better credit card that supports your conservative values. It's called Coin. That's COIGN.com. Coin is a Visa-backed credit card and America's first credit card built by and for conservatives, created to advance conservative values and embrace the American spirit. While other leading credit cards give millions to the left each year, Coin is helping conservatives to align their dollars with their values. Using Coin means you pay with a purpose. The Coin Visa credit card donates a portion of every transaction to conservative charities. Last year, Coin donated more money to conservative charities than the top 10 major credit card companies combined. Support conservative causes you care about every time you spend right at no cost to you, and earn 1% cash back rewards on every purchase. Sign up today for America's better credit card at coin.com. That's COIGN.com. Select radio from the How Did You Hear About Us section. Terms apply. Go to coin.com/disclosures for full details.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here, inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Trump's insanely hot lawyer spokeswoman lady just walked through. What was her name? Do you remember?
No, I'd recognize it.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. She's the one that was out there speaking in the hallway after the various Trump trials. It's just hilarious. I mean, maybe there's not a chance this is true. Maybe she's just the best lawyer he could find. But the fact that he, you know, to choose a super hot chick who dresses like that to be his legal representation is just interesting.
I would, I would put it like this. If he has a room full of 10 great attorneys, he's picking the hot chick.
I suppose.
Right.
Well, you did,
right.
Clearly.
So we have so many great clips of some of the speeches that have happened last night in particular, but there are one or two I want to retrieve from two nights ago as well. But why don't we start with a little montage, clip number 46 there, Michael.
He stood up, raised his fist, and reminded us that our people and our country are always worth fighting for. Fear has been infectious in this country, but courage can be contagious, too. That, too, is what it means to be an American.
He is fearless and is exactly what this country needs right now.
It's real simple. He's done it before, and he'll do it again.
Will we choose Joe Biden, open borders, amnesty, and chaos?
America cannot afford four more years of a weekend at Bernie's presidency.
He will bring peace through strength, standing with our allies and causing our enemies to fear us.
We have a country to save, and a unified Republican Party is essential for saving her.
If I'm the Democratic Party, I just keep thinking about next time. Mm. I'm just planning for next time. I mean, like I said earlier, I've seen this kind of momentum before with Obama, with Bush. It's just, when there's a steamroller of a winning team rolling downhill, there's no stopping it.
I suspect so. Yeah, that's happening behind the scenes. My dad used to make jokes about the first game or two of the college football season when your superpower teams would play a patsy, just because it was practically a scrimmage. He'd joke about Ohio State playing St. Mary's Home for the Blind. But I think even though, you know you're going to get killed, the coach still comes out there and says, fellas, we're up against a tough team, but what are we going to fight? We're going to block, we're going to tackle, we're going to blah, blah, blah. And that's what the Democratic Party's doing right now. We're going to ride Joe Biden straight into another term. And everybody's singing, yeah, we are. Please.
Tepid applause.
So I was going to go with the DeSantis clip, but we already kind of heard the punchline. If you didn't hear us mention it to Scott Walker, DeSantis killed. I mean, he was on fire last night.
All of those people you just heard, almost all of them, not Laura Trump, who is Eric's wife. She was really good. Mm-hmm. But she hasn't bad-mouthed Trump. But almost all the rest of them have said horrible things about Donald Trump. And I know that the history of politics is, you know, you battle it out and then you come together and stuff like, but not at this level. I mean, people have said the worst things about Trump and come around to deciding, man, he's the guy. And he is the guy.
Right, right. Well, and he said horrible things about them, too. So, you know, you got that to balance the scales.
How about Ted Cruz coming out last night? God bless Donald Trump, and the crowd going wild, and the stuff you just heard there. Donald Trump says your dad tried to kill Kennedy.
Give us, this is Ron DeSantis, obviously, clip 33.
They want to impose gender ideology on everyone from our infantrymen to kindergartners. They stand for DEI, which really means division, exclusion, and indoctrination, and it is wrong.
He was in fuego.
He was really good. And how about Scott Walker saying what I expected him to say, that about you run and all the handlers start telling you the way you need to talk and, you know. You know, Ron DeSantis last night was so good, better than he ever was running for president. He never once during that speech wondered, I wonder if I smiled enough or not too much or if my smile looked weird.
Right.
He wasn't worried about that last night.
He was utterly natural.
Yeah.
And the knock on him, appropriately, was he was weirdly like an AI creation that wasn't working terribly well. He just
he
smiled in weird places.
He wasn't thinking about where to put his hands and all that stuff he was getting coached on.
Speaking of saying nasty things about people, I've been somewhat harsh about Vivek Ramaswamy. He reminds me of a timeshare salesman.
Because he's a charlatan?
Well, there's that. But I love the line last night, 36.
And our message to Gen Z is this. You're going to be the generation that actually saves this country. You want to be a rebel? You want to be a hippie? You want to stick it to the man? Show up on your college campus and try calling yourself a conservative. Say you want to get married, have kids, teach them to believe in God and pledge allegiance to their country. Because you know what? Fear has been infectious in this country, but courage can be contagious too. That too is what it means to be an American.
That is really good. That is freaking good.
Yeah, he's talking about having the courage to say, yeah, I'm a conservative. Yes, I'm whatever faith you are. Yeah, I'm going to get married and I think family is important.
Or
if you want to be a rebel, say, yeah, I'm a conservative.
But you know, I'm pleased with the I'm rebellious, what, agreeing with everybody on your college campus completely and never challenging. I do. You want to be a hippie? That's funny.
That was funny. Let's see. There are a couple of clips that are a tad long, but we will get to in the next segment.
You
want to
be a hippie? We're going to need that drop, Michael.
I forgot to shave today. I'm looking a little like a hippie, too.
Yeah, you are.
It's shameful. Let's see. How much time do we have?
We got 30 seconds. It's not enough time to do really anything.
No time at all.
I got to walk clear over to the bathroom, which is over by WABC. Is that the station that Sid is on? I'll say hey to Sid when I go over
there. The great Sid Rosenberg. We got to talk to him at some point. He's such a character.
Oh, there's a lot of characters around here and a lot of weirdos.
And a lot of people do really dull radio shows. Really, really dull.
We are live in Milwaukee at the Republican National Convention. We get a lot more on the way. The Armstrong and Getty Show. Please stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
The doctor's office that accidentally mixed up your files has your social security number. The power company that mistakenly cut your service has your payment info. And the hotel that lost your reservation has your passport number. You need LifeLock because your personal info is in endless places that can expose you to identity thieves. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it, guaranteed or your money back.
Save up to 40% with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauchs Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauchsLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersch, Airport, and Churn Creek Road. And check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Lauchs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked. taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Chesta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
But the interview got a little tense when Biden accused Lester Holt of unequal treatment between him and Trump. Take a look at this.
Why don't you guys ever talk about the 18, the 28 lies he told? Where are you on this? Why didn't the press ever talk about that? You won't answer the question, but why didn't the press talk about all the lies he told?
Well,
I didn't know anything about that.
We have reported many of the issues that came up during that debate.
No, you haven't.
We'll provide you with them.
Biden's campaign was like, where the hell was this guy 3 weeks ago? Come on. Going ham on Lester Holt. Now Democrats are claiming that Biden won the debate against Lester Holt.
That's good.
That taking on the mainstream media like they haven't been holding Trump accountable is hilarious.
Yeah, no kidding. What a joke. And I'm reminded that there were so many weird moments in Lester Holt interview that some of the minor ones we let go, like, why didn't you call him on his 18 to 28 lies? That's an odd range. Are they still moving and they're tough to count? And then we were chatting earlier today. You remember during the debate, out of nowhere, with no context, he was talking about 5%. We got a 5% plan, whatever he said. I can't remember. And he finally revealed what the hell he was trying to describe, which is this horrific unconstitutional rent control plan. We can get into that later. But, yeah, there are so many moments. And a couple of folks have emailed, and it's fine. Saying, hey, I think you guys are being too tough on Biden. No, listen, there has never been a president as slurry and scattered and old as this in the nation's history. Well, since Woodrow Wilson had a stroke. But, yeah, you got to raise your bar, folks, as the commander-in-chief. Wow.
So we usually do this toward the end of the hour one of the show, but we had Scott Walker on. So let's figure out who's reporting what. It's the lead story with Katie Green. Katie.
Thank you, guys. Starting with the New York Times. In Milwaukee, a GOP transformation from dysfunctional to unified.
Yeah, you can just feel it. You can just feel it everywhere. And good luck, Democrats.
From the Telegraph, Trump supporters wearing ear bandages in tribute to injured president.
A little much for me.
Yeah, I saw that picture and thought,
what teach their own?
Trying too hard.
This one set me off. From USA Today, was J.D. Vance a Marine? A close look at the military record of Trump's VP pick.
What? Is there anybody claiming that he wasn't a Marine?
It was the way that they worded it, and upon just seeing the headline, they made it look like they were questioning it, yes.
Okay. So it's one of those, I've seen those headlines before, and then you're like, well, that's interesting, and then you read it, yes, he was a Marine, just like you'd always heard.
Oh, you got to revoke the First Amendment for them. It's controversial, but necessary.
It's interesting, he joined the Marine Corps and then was a journalist in Iraq. So he went that direction.
Yeah, he cited the experience of the Iraq War as the reason he's so skeptical about the Ukraine thing. He thinks some of the information we're getting is inauthentic. It'll be interesting, to say the least, to see that policy evolve and where it ends up.
Boy, I thought it was interesting when Marco Rubio last night said on his list of things Americans are tired of, and that sending money off to foreign wars. And the crowd cheered like crazy. And I thought, whew, man, we got that. We're unified, but that debate is going to be playing out.
All right.
From ABC News, FBI examines Trump assassination attempt suspect's phone and explosive transmitter found near him.
Okay, that story, there are way too many resources being spent on what his motive was. His motive was to kill the president because he's some sort of angry psychopath. Not enough resources on the, you don't cover sloped roofs. When did that become a thing?
Oh, my God, yeah.
From Reuters, exclusive, 4 in 5 Americans fear country is sliding into chaos.
4 out of 5? Mm-hmm. That's from Reuters?
Yep.
I'm going to dig into that poll. You know what? I suspect that is, I'd probably say yes. Yeah, there's a danger of being too 30,000 foot here amidst all these politicians and policy discussions and the rest of it. On the streets of America where people actually live their lives, yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I would answer that question yes, so put me in the 80%.
And kids being taught horrific, perverse things in their public schools. Yeah, that's pretty chaotic to me.
And the president was shot. I mean, and the president was shot and you can't get an answer how it happened. I mean, that's
right.
Fairly chaotic.
Right.
From NBC News, determined to push forward, Biden tightens his circle and grows combative.
God, how much tighter can his circle get? I thought it was down to Jill and Hunter. At some point, he's going to have to cut out Jill and it's just Hunter? Or vice versa?
I guess.
C-Save
Quadway, Jill. You're so doctor, Jill. Not a real doctor.
Pretty soon, it's just going to be Joe Biden in the shower with the thing closed, and he's just huddled down by himself in the bathroom with the door locked. He'll be the only one left.
Or he's going to go full Gollum on us, full Lord of the Rings.
My precious.
I won't give up the Oval Office. It's my precious. But we must. The Hobbitses will help us. No, no, we must kill the Republican Hobbitses.
He's going to be under the Resolute desk,
naked, hunched over.
You can't take the precious.
What's with you guys? Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
From the New York Post, Biden teases Kamala Harris, quote, could be president of the United States in Trump-bashing NAACP speech.
Please, where do you start?
He did a couple of speeches yesterday, both of them slurry, nonsensical rubbish, and there's a couple of reasons they're not getting much attention. Wake of an assassination attempt, Republican convention, and also 85% of America has already determined that he shouldn't be president again, so because of his mind. So
right.
That issue's kind of settled.
Hence the Hail Marys of A, the utterly unconstitutional national rent control idea, and his plan to reform the Supreme Court, which, I mean, we could get into, but it is so blatantly unconstitutional, so unseparation of powers-y that, I mean, please,
I want to talk about
Kavanaugh's going to run to the White House and offer to fight him.
I want to talk about the coverage of that as soon as Katie gets her last headline.
Great.
Well, and finally, the Babylon Bee. Oh, no. A piece of ear shot off powerful Trump begins to grow into second Trump.
Wow.
So Joe Biden talks about reforming the Supreme Court, and the coverage on it from the mainstream media, of course, is they use the term, they go along with the word reform and act like it's obviously a good thing. And a number of conservative pundits have pointed out, anytime you try to do anything with any branch of government as a conservative, you're trying to destroy it.
Right.
You're trying to tear down either a branch of government or an important institution by changing it at all. For instance, when Donald Trump attempts to make it easier to fire government employees, which is one of the things he's running on, that's reforming the federal government. That's
right.
Reforming the
right.
that the executive branch. But it won't be looked at that way. That's not the way they're going to talk about
it. Well, no, it's not. When Trump said, look, I want to get rid of a bunch of mid-level bureaucrats and install people who will, however you put it, be loyal to me or execute my vision for the country, that was described as some sort of unspeakable horror against the union, which is just dripping with hypocrisy.
And you can't fire anybody.
Right. Every conservative president, hell, every moderate president, is up against the permanent bureaucracy in Washington, D.C. And you can call it the deep state if you want. I've always been hesitant to do that because it sounds so, like, scary and spy movie-ish. But if you want to talk about Robert Gates, for the love of heaven, who served both Republicans and Democrats, he was the Secretary of Defense, if you don't remember him, wrote a great book. He said he was trying to institute life-saving reforms in the Pentagon. For instance, the MRAP vehicle. He was trying to get rid of the old, forgive me if I've got the wrong vehicles, Humvee thingy, and get the MRAP in that would deflect the explosive power of IEDs. And he was fighting his own department to get that funded and get those GD things built to save our guys' lives. The brave young Americans died because of that bureaucratic bloat. So the idea that wanting to clean house and that somehow bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. are sacrosanct, where the hell did that come from?
But when a Democrat does it, it's reform. When a conservative does it, it's attacking an institution,
yeah,
trying to destroy it.
Well, good luck with that, Joe. Not only are you completely wildly unrealistic, you're not going to be president again. But again, so much of this, including this, student loan giveaway proposals and everything. The White House knew it wouldn't get through. They just wanted credit from their voters. And if you think the Hail Marys are desperate at this point, I mean, this is only July.
Yeah, we've got, how much do we have? 3.5 months still to go?
What's he going to be promising in October? $1 million per family in cold hard cash, untraceable bills? Or what? I can't even imagine where it goes from here.
I was reading in the New York Times has an article about how the donor class is feeling powerless to get Biden to step aside. The big donors.
Yeah, which is something.
Mr. Biden has had relatively few defenders among the country's biggest donors. Democratic insiders say that most major donors want him to step aside. That's from the New York Times.
Oh, and last evening, Politico was reporting that cabal of a few dozen Democratic congresspeople are trying to rally more support for the letter begging Biden to get out. It's one of those, you got to make sure you have critical mass. Otherwise, you know, you're going to have your head on the chopping block. And all those people who said, yeah, you should do that are, right, you know, going to be fine. But, yeah, that's not over.
Biden is going to do a radio interview with Univision in Las Vegas today. Trying to hold on in Nevada. Good luck.
He also Broadway.
Maybe he can get his wife involved. So she speaks fluent Spanish.
Well, and what if he says the Hispanics, the immigration, they raped a young girl. Sometimes your sister rapes you too. And maybe he'll go on that riff again from the debate.
And then
siblings,
right,
uncles, sisters. Right. Everybody's raping everybody out there.
And then he's going to deliver remarks at some annual conference in Las Vegas for the Hispanic crowd also.
I'm not sure what level of gaffe would he have that would cut through at this point. I'm not sure.
Because I watched a couple of the interviews yesterday, and it was horrible. In a vacuum, it was horrible.
If you were to, you know, arrive in a time machine.
Yeah.
Right.
But when you're used to it, it was like, I didn't even think, there's no point in grabbing it. I mean, we've got plenty of him stumbling and not making sense. And I don't even know if he could cut through himself at this point.
Yeah, which is
he would have to fall over.
Odd concept, yeah.
Which might happen.
So we have a couple more great clips. I want to do some of those Everyday American clips from last night.
EEAs, they're calling them, Joe.
All right, whatever.
Yeah, those are powerful. That's a pretty good idea. Man, that'd be nerve-wracking, too. That takes a lot of guts to walk out on that stage with those cameras. I mean, because in the building, it's just so you are the focus and the lights and the cameras and everything.
You know, I'm glad you pointed that out. It hadn't really occurred to me how terrifying that would be.
Oh,
I would be terrified.
Yeah.
You're an EDA, there you go. I would probably lose control of my bladder. So wear dark pants. If you're up tonight, folks, that's my tip. Wear dark trousers.
They have quite the bar set up at the Pfizer Center. I mean, there's a lot of booze around if you want to drink.
Down on, like, the main level?
No, all of them.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, the variety of beers and hard liquors and everything like that you can get, it's a drinking thing.
Yeah, I don't believe in intoxicating beverages, but you do whatever you want, drunkie.
We've got more on the way from Milwaukee. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Suffer from anxiety, depression, or PTSD? An increasing number of Americans do, even as Big Pharma touts the effectiveness of drugs that work as long as you keep taking them. And suffering. Introducing Vibe, a revolutionary device that's smaller than your smartphone and uses pulse resonance frequency to achieve study-backed results on par or in many cases better than traditional drugs. Magnetic frequency therapy from Vibe. Eye-opening study data, hope, and vibes now for only $249 at NoDrugTherapy.com.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing 3 kids, 2 dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's. And graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Apply now and save with no application fee. Flexible online and hybrid classes start August 14th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Judge Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control. Spending is out of control. And the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of 5-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauchs Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauchsLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road. And check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Lauchs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
We are still live in Milwaukee at the Republican National Convention. J.D. Vance speaks tonight. That's the big deal, actually, in the arena tonight. And then tomorrow, of course, is Trump Day.
So we want to feature a couple of the everyday Americans who spoke last night. EDAs, Jack insists on calling them. Again, what's an everyday American? They're like every other day Americans. I don't know. But this is a woman by the name of Madeline Brame. We'll let her speak for herself. We'll start with clip 42, Michael.
My son, Sergeant Hassan Correa, an Afghanistan War retired veteran. He received enemy fire from the Taliban, only to be murdered with a knife on the streets of New York City. The four assailants responsible initially were facing justice, but that changed when District Attorney Alvin Bragg was elected.
Wow.
Suddenly, two of the homicidal maniacs had their gang assault and murder charges completely dismissed.
Roll on, Michael.
We need justice for victims, and we need accountability for prosecutors who fail in their duty. Soft on crime prosecutors like Alvin Bragg in New York.
Wow.
Kim Fox in Chicago and George Gascon in Los Angeles have turned our great country and cities into war zones.
Wow,
poor
that is
and
great.
Neglected communities like mine are suffering. And who else in here is sick and tired of being sick and tired?
She's going to run for something.
Yeah, yeah, or just keep speaking up. Love that. And it is so often the poorer communities, the, you know, communities of color, whatever you want to call them, that are the first victims of this madness. I want to squeeze one more in. We barely have time.
That was really good.
So is this, Nakia Dion in clip number 45, Michael.
I've been a Democrat for nearly 50 years. Why am I crying over the Republican National Convention? All the diversity and just, I've been told my whole life Republicans are just all, you know, white and racist men and all of this. I don't think I've probably ever watched a Republican National Convention. Let's start there. You don't know unless you go see for yourself and stop listening to what people tell you. The patriotism, the coming together, I'm telling you, if you on the outside and you think MAGA is this horrible thing, I don't know what to tell you besides you have to see for yourself. The coming together of America, America saying no more, no longer, we're not going to do this. We're not going to divide ourselves. We are red, white, and blue.
I have had two black Uber drivers since we got to Milwaukee who told me they weren't Trump guys, but now they are.
Yeah.
It's anecdotal, but polls show that it's beyond anecdotal.
Well, and how about the, and there's a lot to describe about our conversation with the Iraqi Lyft driver, whatever he was, last night, who, like so many immigrants to this country, is a real patriot. The guy from the former Yugoslavia this morning, an unbelievable patriot. He was going on and on about people need to travel and understand how many parts of the world are so screwed up, they're dangerous, they're poor. He said, this is an amazing country. He cherishes being an American. It brought a tear to your eye how much he loves this country. We have our flaws, we have our problems, we have our challenges. Of course we do. But to ignore what is good and powerful and all the opportunity in this country, it's borderline mental illness.
We have got a lot more from Milwaukee and the convention. I need more coffee. I desperately need more coffee.
This is tiring. It's hard to describe why, but trust us when we say it's tiring.
Armstrong and Getty.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With Jabra Enhance Select's premium package, better hearing doesn't happen in a doctor's office. It happens at home, all done remotely from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better. You get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional support you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week, no charge.
Oh, you people are wonderful.
Our premium package includes hearing aids, 3 years of follow-up care, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage, and a 100-day money-back guarantee.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
Save $300 on Enhanced Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/try. That's JabraEnhance.com/try. JabraEnhance.com/try.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.